This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how's everybody sleeping? Now, a lot of people call in saying they have insomnia, they can't sleep, need some advice when it comes to sleep, and it's obviously a very, very stressful time these days, and I think people are having a more difficult time sleeping. Now, we did discuss sleep a few months ago, but we have a lot of new listeners and not a lot of new affiliates joining us this year. Really, really excited to have you guys. So I'm going to just revisit sleep, if that's okay with everybody, because I think we all could use a tutorial or a refresher on sleep. So, you know, we've been abusing our bodies for years. I mean, when I was younger, and I was younger at one time, I would have a date at 7 p.m., have another date at 11 p.m., maybe get home in the middle of the night. I would maybe study for an hour, fall asleep for an hour, and then I would go to school. Or I would work, you know, three part-time jobs and work the overnight shift or the graveyard shift. And, you know, and I was like, you know what? I'll sleep when I sleep. And then all of a sudden, you start to get middle age and you realize you really need that sleep. And so you start to embrace the sleep, and then all of a sudden, you can't sleep. And why? Why are we having trouble sleeping? Okay, well, for one thing, I have pets. And the pets decide to jump off the bed, go potty, and then even though the dog knows how to get back on the bed, dog decides to scratch on my side of the bed to wake me up, so I lift the dog up. Now the dog woke me up, I'm up. I have cats that like to sleep on my face. I have cats that like to wake me up because they're hungry and they want to eat at 2 in the morning. So pets are a big part of it. If you sleep next to somebody who snores, that could interfere your sleep. If you take certain medications, let's say you're on diet medications or stimulants or ADHD medications, those could keep you up. Let's say you're on a medication like a diuretic, something that has hydrochlorothiazide in it, and you forgot to take it in the morning, so you're like, oh, I need to take my blood pressure medicine, and you decide to take a diuretic or your blood pressure pill with a diuretic at dinner time, you're going to be up all night peeing. So medications are notorious for keeping people up. Alcohol. I think a huge reason why we see a lot of people have insomnia is because they have wine with dinner. If I have any alcohol with dinner, I can't sleep. I'm not a wine drinker. You know, maybe wine is good. You know, I really don't. I'm not very good with, you know, seeing a very fancy, expensive bottle and, you know, drinking it. I'd rather, you know, save the money or, you know, I don't know, you know, buy, I don't know, an outfit with it, something that lasts longer. I don't like drinking money away, but every now and then somebody else is paying for the wine. So I'm like, yeah, I'll try it. And I can't sleep. So alcohol is a biggie. And then if you have diabetes, you don't sleep well. If you have COPD, if you have sleep apnea, you don't breathe well in your sleep. A lot of it is also we have aches and pains. You know, if you have arthritis and you have a bad back or a bad hip, that bugs you. For me, sometimes I feel like my fingers go numb. You know, depending on my neck position. Well, if your fingers are going numb, that's not going to be very easy to sleep through. So sometimes it could also be just, you know, the aches and pains from the arthritis or the radiculopathies or neuropathies. That can keep you up. Restless leg syndrome, we've spoken about on this show, how that can cause your legs to kind of feel, you know, triggery and not be able to help you sleep. Then, you know, a lot of us would need to get up and pee. You know, when you have to get up and pee, that's not really easy to do. And you want to sleep through it, but in your dream, if you guys ever have that where in your dream, you have to go to the bathroom. I do this all the time. So I run to, you know, go to the bathroom in my dream, and I don't feel satisfied. Now, thank the Lord I'm not actually bedwetting. You know, thank God my body knows not to pee in my sleep. But I just go, well, wait a second, I got to go again, and I got to go again. And then finally I wake up going, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. But I will dream about it. That's not a restful sleep. And then, of course, stress. Stress is a biggie. And, you know, we tell couples, don't go to bed mad. You know, try to resolve it. But, you know, some things you just can't resolve before you go to bed. And, you know, sometimes I've even recommended couples sleep in separate beds. If they can't resolve the fight, sleep in separate beds because you just don't need the stress. You don't, you know, you're going to be thinking about it. You're going to be fighting. You're going to be kicking each other under the covers. Not worth it. So what do you do? You know, what are some tips to help with insomnia? Well, you know, we talk about avoiding alcohol. That's easy. Look at the medications you're on. Talk to your medical provider. If you have a thyroid issue, the thyroid issue could unfortunately interfere with your sleep. If you have sleep apnea, where you stop breathing in your sleep, either obstructive or central, we've spoken about that. We'll bring that up again. You know, talk to your medical provider about that. I like to keep the room a little cold. Now that I'm, you know, hot flashing, I need, you know, I get cold and then I get hot. So I have a down comforter that isn't a thick blanket that gets too hot. It could keep me warm, but it could also cool me off. So keeping the room temperature, maybe at about 68 degrees, you know, might help. Sometimes changing the lights in the room, doing like maybe a blue hue or a purple, something more in the dark. You know, I wouldn't do red and strobe lights, but sometimes lights, sometimes having some background music, or for me, I like waves. You could go, hey, you know, hey, Alexa, I want to hear waves. And then your Alexa can play wave sounds and things like that. I think, you know, finding a happy place when you go to bed. But what we are going to be talking about in the next you know, few shows is the stress, how to turn it off. A lot of us, we just can't turn it off. We're worried about our next job. We're worried about what's happening in politics. We're worried about our health. We're worried about the economy. And you know, when you go to bed, that's when you have time to think. I mean, some of my best you know, work when it came to, you know, songs I wrote or poetry or shows happened at night when I was in bed. When you're running around and you're sitting there going, okay, now I need to think of my next show, it doesn't happen. But at night you're like, oh, that's a good idea, because, you know, you get rid of all the distractions. So you want to harbor that creativity, but you don't want to be up all night thinking. So how do you turn it off? We're going to talk about that more. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So food allergies are on the rise. I had a patient earlier this morning, was working out, had a protein shake, and then went into a severe allergy. And we're still trying to figure out what could have happened, if it was the protein shake or not. But food allergies can happen to anybody at any age at any time. And joining us next is Lisa Gable, CEO of FAIR, Food Allergy Research and Education, joining us to talk about food allergy awareness and all the scoop. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your having me to talk about this important issue, and it sounds like it's very important for your patient.
Oh, my gosh. It is. What? The big question I get is, you know, many of us didn't grow up with all these food allergies. What do you think is going on in terms of, you know, the more frequency? Is it that it's just being reported more, or are we really having more food allergies?
We are definitely having more food allergies. We know that 1 in 4 Americans don't buy food with the top 9 proteins that can trigger an allergic reaction due to either food intolerance, life-threatening food allergies, or the fact that they live with someone who does have them. We know the numbers have been going up since the late 90s at 4% a year. And one of the reasons, and we're hoping that we can solve for this piece of the problem, is that at that time period, doctors were telling moms not to feed allergens to their children, not to feed them to babies. And as you may have seen with the dietary guidelines, that is a wrong information. The dietary guidelines this year is recommending that families feed peanut to babies between 4 and 6 months old early and often for the first few years of life to train their immune system. Mm-hmm. And where we had people avoiding these proteins, we actually need them to start introducing the proteins to their children.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. Years ago, there was a study about animal and pet allergies, and the same concept of, you know, if you have an animal at the house before the child is born, that child will have less likely an allergy. And with both my kids, that's exactly what we did. We had dogs and rescue animals, and I do believe that desensitization early on is important. Lisa, what is the most common food allergy that you're seeing? Is it peanuts?
Well, peanut is the most common. It's 25% of people with food allergies, but there's also milk, shellfish, tree nut, eggs, finfish, wheat, soy, and sesame. So that's just to name the top 9. It's fair track 170 allergens because there are a number of people who have allergies that aren't on these top 9 lists, and the top 9 are the ones that get listed on your food label.
Absolutely. Can you, again, give us the top 9?
Sure. It is peanut, milk, shellfish, tree nut, egg, finfish, wheat, soy, and sesame. And I should point out one quick thing. Sesame is currently not on food labels. However, FAIR has been advocating through the FASTER Act, which is legislation we helped introduce into Congress, that sesame would also be added to the FDA list for labeling.
Excellent, excellent. I think it was a year and a half ago, there was a teenager at her friend's house, and they were doing homework, and she got hungry, and she reached for the Chips Ahoy. And the Chewy Chips Ahoy bag is red, but the Reese's Chips Ahoy is an orange-red. And she took a Reese's Chips Ahoy, thinking it was a Chewy Chips Ahoy, went into complete anaphylaxis and died. The story we covered a while back, and it's heartbreaking to think that healthy children could be at a friend's house doing homework, not doing anything wrong, and accidentally with a food label misinterpreting and thinking it's another product and then becoming exposed. Lisa, what are manufacturers doing to make food labels more, I guess, obvious when it comes to allergens that could be within them?
For your question, because at 2 o'clock today, I will be briefing 40 CEOs of food and beverage companies and retailers on ways that we can move forward to standardize front-of-pack labeling, as well as what ingredients and how ingredients are described in labels, 800 numbers and QR codes and digital platforms. And FAIR has been working on this for the last year, recognizing that it does impact 85 million Americans. Very excited to be having this conversation because we need to standardize the labeling and making sure that no matter where you look for this information, online or on pack, that you get to see the exact same information and you understand what it means.
Absolutely. So FAIR has been a huge funder of food allergy research and, a lot of the education and awareness. Tell us a little bit more about FAIR.
So FAIR is the world's leading non-governmental organization engaged in food allergy advocacy, and we are the largest private funder of food allergy research. And we have 50 FAIR clinical networks and major medical institutions around the United States who are doing transformational research with the goal of understanding the underlying causes of the disease disease, and then digging into ways that we can prevent the disease, as well as diagnose the disease through biomarkers and come up with therapies. And so that's our primary focus, is to find a solution for Americans.
That's fantastic. We're speaking to Lisa Gable, CEO of FAIR, Food Allergy Research and Education. Now, you guys are also involved with Congress. I believe there's an act, the FASTER Act, that you helped get passed and introduced. Tell us about that.
So the FASTER Act stands for Food Allergy Safety Treatment Education and Research. It was introduced with massive bipartisan support in the House side, 90 different co-sponsors, Republicans and Democrats. Also on the Senate side, we had Republicans and Democrats make the introduction. It would add sesame as the top ninth allergen and require that it be labeled on food products. That's critical because there are 1.5 million people. There are 1.5 million people who are allergic to sesame. And it's an ingredient that's showing up more and more in our recipes and in packages, but it's not labeled in all cases. And sometimes it might be part of a spice mix, or it might be in something like tahini. And so it's a critically important item that we need to make sure that no one accidentally ingests when they have a life-threatening food allergy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing you're bringing up, Lisa, which is really interesting. So usually in January, you know, we talk about New Year's resolutions, which everybody hates, right? Talk about losing weight, eating healthier, avoiding red meat. A lot of the allergens are a lot more, you know, herbivorous or vegetarian or pescatarian, like, you know, shellfish. I would love my husband to eat more fish, and his excuse is, I'm allergic to shellfish, so I'll order a steak. Or same thing with sesame and tahini and things like that. There's a lot of more vegetarian dishes that it almost seems like as we want to pivot more towards those, we're running into more allergies. What do you think is going on there?
Well, what we know is that these top nine allergens, they're all proteins. And, you know, as I was mentioning, what's critically important is introducing proteins into your child's diet across the board so that they are eating these foods and they're getting used to these foods. One of the concerns that we have is as we move to plant-based diets, which we fully support and we recognize mm-hmm. the benefits for climate change as well as for health, is making sure that people understand that sometimes when they replace the meat, they replace it with a protein that happens to be an allergen. And so it's critically important for all of us to work together, those who are involved in plant-based diets, those who are involved in climate change, our researchers. We need to figure out why this is going on and come up with solutions so that people have options and they can enter into any diet that's of interest to them and best for their health.
Absolutely. You know, I started reading The Plant Paradox, where it talks about how some plants don't want to be eaten. Some plants might contribute to certain health issues. And I can't tell you how many people tell me they can't eat salad because it messes up their gut. Now, that's not an allergy. That might be an intolerance. But I think if we want to fight obesity, we want to fight high blood pressure, diabetes, and we want people to move more towards a plant-based diet, we need to expand on the education and the things you and FAIR are doing so people don't fear, you know, the vegetable or the more plant-based diet. Lisa, any information, where can my listeners find more information about you and what FAIR does?
Sure. They can go to foodallergy.org to get all the information they need to understand what's going on with their disease. But secondarily, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and also if you go onto YouTube, you can look at the Living Teal channel, and that brings you rich and fun content that tells you how to lead your best life with life-threatening food allergies and intolerances. And it has wonderful programming with people like Rashad Jennings, Shannon Miller, different stars from the Food Network like Ali Khan.
Oh, love it.
Our goal is to make sure that we're solving for the disease, that you have the content you need mm-hmm. in order to listen to the disease.
Lisa Gable, CEO of FAIR, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. Take care.
Great. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is denying any wrongdoing as House Republicans wrestle with how to respond to accusations that he incited last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In his first comments to reporters since last week, President Trump is criticizing Democrats for seeking to impeach him.
On the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger.
The House Rules Committee is debating whether to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and kick President Trump out of office. Committee Chair Jim McGovern going after GOP member Jim Jordan after he called for unity and made his objections to invoking the 25th Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News. Two Capitol Police officers have been suspended because of their actions during the Capitol Hill riot.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Northern Idaho internet provider will be blocking Twitter and Facebook for customers who are mad at the social media site's treatment of President Trump and want it to do so. Your T1 Wi-Fi provides internet services to Northern Idaho and Spokane, Washington. The company saying in a release that they do not believe websites or social networking sites have the authority to censor what you see or post and hide information from you and your family. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this morning we heard the news that Sheldon Adelson has passed away at the age of 87. Sheldon Adelson, in my neck of the woods, an icon with the Democratic Party, with the Republican Party, with Israel. Sheldon Adelson, of course, needs no introduction. But Sheldon Adelson had done a lot for our city, for our state, for our country, and he was always so generous. And he was a CEO of Las Vegas Sands Corp. He was founder, employee, chairman, CEO, and the Las Vegas Sands, he basically turned into what we have now, as which Sands was an amazing hotel for decades, obviously, but we now have the Venetian and the Palazzo and so many other things that he's done. We had a Hebrew Academy school that has now become the Sheldon Adelson Education Campus, open to kids and anywhere from preschool to high school. And I had actually met Sheldon years ago. I was, I was asked to go to Washington, D.C. to, you know, help in terms of politics with, I think it was a, I remember exactly what it was, but to kind of put it into shorter terms, you know, for college students to, you know, help, you know, humanity and help, you know, protect, you know, Israel and help protect, any, you know, atrocities that could be happening, you know, in the Middle East and help Palestinians. And he had actually met with me to talk about what some of the work I wanted to do. And, you know, he helped, you know, sponsor my trip to Washington, D.C. to go to AIPAC. And it was fantastic meeting him. Wonderful man. I was able to meet him multiple times throughout my career. His house was exquisite. He had the most beautiful house. He had this parrot that would kept talking when his wife would try to speak, and we had a meeting there at his house. Gorgeous kitchen. I've never seen a kitchen so clean. And so, you know, when you see somebody that's, you know, a part of Las Vegas in your community, who has, you know, done so much, you know, as well as his, you know, political contributions, it's, you know, hard to see somebody like that go. Apparently he was undergoing treatment for lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he had, unfortunately the cancer had come back, we're hearing, and he passed away today. So may he rest in peace. We'll keep you guys posted if we hear anything else on, you know, what happened in his last days. Disneyland. I that we have two different subjects, so dichotomous in the same segment, but people have been waiting for Disneyland to reopen. Just cannot wait for Disneyland. Okay, I can't wait for Disneyland. I would take my kids to Disneyland, come hook or crook. It was expensive. I can't believe how expensive it got, and many times on my show I would complain about how Disneyland is getting way too expensive, but for some reason people were able to come up with $100 a ticket and made it work. But I didn't fault Disneyland too much because they did do a lot for charity. They would give a lot of free tickets to, you know, charity events that we would work with. And, you know, so I saw that they were very, very generous. But Disneyland took a huge hit with COVID. Disney World opened back up in Florida, but Disneyland still stays closed. So when you can't beat them, join them. Well, maybe not entirely. I don't think anybody would agree with that right now. But with Disneyland, they've decided that they will be a site for mass vaccination. And so when you hear somebody goes, we're going to Disneyland, I can't wait to go to Disneyland, and the kids are getting all excited, you know, just don't spill the beans and tell the kid why they're going to Disneyland. Now, I don't know if this is the shrewdest marketing campaign for Disneyland, because if a child who cannot stand vaccines ends up going to Disneyland, gets a vaccine there, they might never want to set through the gates again. But kids aren't getting vaccinated yet. Right now, this is still adults. So, maybe Disneyland will shy away from the pediatric vaccinations. Because I got to tell you, if some kid sees Disneyland and connects that to a shot, they're not going to be happy. But it sounds like California might be on the verge of starting to get their acts together. And apparently, I don't want to be that overly optimistic, but it sounds like it is going to be Orange County's first super point of dispensing, or pod site. I don't like the term pod. Pod makes me think of the Force and Star Wars, and I don't know if I like that term pod. Pod just makes me think of I don't know, some like 1984 sort of the world. But anyway, they're going to launch operations later this week. Disneyland and four other regional sites are going to administer thousands of vaccines each day to residents most vulnerable to poor outcomes of the disease. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is about time that somebody does something. Those eligible for phase 1A vaccinations include the first responders, individuals age 75 and older, established by the state health department. I live in Nevada. Governor Sisolak spoke yesterday saying he's going to start allowing those over 70 years old to get the vaccine, which is good. It's been such a slow, sluggish rollout. It's been kind of embarrassing, but I look at the glasses half full. I look at it as, you know, we've vaccinated almost 10 million people, maybe 8 million people, you know, okay, I'm rounding up, but that not too bad considering, you know, we were supposed to have military help with this, and, you know, there was supposed to be all the, this whole mass sort of protocol and process going on, and considering all the little clusters, we've still been able to vaccinate. I've seen a lot of people who have gotten their two shots, so sorry about that, swallowed down the wrong tube. So I look at it as, you know what, it's as good as it can be. But finally, we are seeing people get their acts together, and Disneyland Resort will host a mass vaccination site. Well, they got the land, they got the acreage, and people are used to standing in lines. When you go to Disneyland, I mean, you know, it's so pretty, it's so well decorated. You know, there's food, but maybe they'll sell food. I mean, if I was Disneyland, I would make some money off of this one. One, I would get funding from the state if I could. And then two, I would have vendors that could sell food and things like that. Because if you're going to have thousands upon thousands of people walk through your gates, they're going to be hungry. Yeah, and you could sell sunscreen and balloons, because some people might have their kids with them. I know you got a social distance and all that. So I think this could be really, really good for Disneyland. And we know that, I forget, was it Eisner? Somebody kind of didn't get along with Governor Newsom because the closing has still impacted them so much. This is a way to get back on the governor's good side. So hopefully when the reopenings do happen, they get to reopen. I live in Nevada. Our reopenings are still, we're still on our pause at, we can't, in restaurants and bars and casinos have more than 25% people. It's frustrating. That's another topic for a different segment. But why haven't mass vaccinations then happened? Why now, right, as we're in our second, going into our third week of January, why now are mass vaccinations happening? Well, one is, I think it took a while for people to get enough vaccines. It took a while. It also took a while to produce them. Once the FDA approved it, remember, these pharmaceutical companies didn't have warehouses and warehouses of vaccine if the FDA wasn't going to approve it. Once the manufacturer was told, okay, it looks like a go, then they started to mass produce. I mean, obviously, it costs a lot of money. Then the shipping. Then so, I think it took those weeks to be able to, once they knew that they could move forward, be able to manufacture and then ship and then start to distribute. You also need staff. You need healthy staff to administer the shots. You need plenty of EpiPens just in case there is an anaphylactic event. You need to make sure that there are hospitals available in case somebody does have an allergic reaction to the vaccine, that there is going to be a bed. We're being told that California is slowly starting to notice a leveling off of hospitalizations this week. So hopefully they can have some rooms available just in case anybody needs. So whenever you mass vaccinate, you always have to anticipate the rare, you know, occurrence of something. So somebody's going in their acts together, and it took Mickey Mouse, I guess, getting involved. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've made multiple comments about how we really need to build more of our psychiatric infrastructure and structure for counseling services. I am indebted to so many of the counselors that helped my patients when I didn't have time to sit with them for the 45 minutes or an hour or 2 hours that they needed because I had a busy family practice office. And thank God there were counselors out there that could, you know, work with them and, you know, share a lot of the ideas I had, but do so without being rushed. I try not to look rushed with my patients, but unfortunately, you know, when you have people out there with flu or who are bleeding or, you know, dislocations, you know, unfortunately, you can't do it all. And so the psychiatric profession and the psychology profession and counselors provide, you know, so much needed help. Well, we looks like we really, really need them now. So one of my listeners, again, would like to be anonymous, is afraid to talk about it. Okay, so what is it? I don't know. I'd love to get him to call on air, but my guess is it is what's been going on the last few weeks, you know, and it might be the election. It might be what happened with the riot. It might be the big tech firms, canceling Trump or, you know, what happened with Parler. But it, I don't want to define and put words into his mouth, but it could be anything. It could be how you feel about Biden being president. It could be, you know, how you feel on abortion. Who knows? But the fact that he said he's afraid to talk about it, he doesn't feel like he could talk to anybody or trust anybody. Now, there's been a lot of rumors out there and headlines, and I don't know much about them, where I believe there was a report that Dan Bongino and other conservative hosts have been told to not bring up the election fraud again, or they could lose their job. I don't know. I haven't seen that email. I get how that could be pretty concerning for people that are frustrated because people came to them going, look, you know, I didn't get in a ballot. What, you know, people come to us in the media because we're a little more accessible than, you know, government officials. So people will come to us going, who do I tell this to? And I'll be like, well, I guess call the state, call the, you know, GOP, call the state Democrat Party. I don't know. I mean, but they'll come to the media to complain about things. And so when the media can't talk about it, and it appears that the media has to be silenced. And I never really used Parler. I did an account because everybody in the media, you know, does accounts. And there's all these new, you know, I mean, it took me forever to get on Twitter and Facebook. So I'm going to be a little bit more proactive. And when there's a new social media platform, I'm going to set up an account just like anybody else would. So I didn't really get to use it much. But I guess it going off of the air, going off of the internet, interfered with some people's quote-unquote therapy. They felt like they could talk on those platforms. They felt like there were people of like mind. Now, let me just warn any of you, okay? As my listener had brought up, okay, don't trust anybody. We're being told that Parler's information was hacked. And I mean, there is no social media platform, and we've discussed this, especially for those of you that have teenagers that, you know, want to, you know, show that they're drunk one day, which is not good because now there's evidence of them doing underage drinking or possibly contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But there is no platform that is quote unquote private. Even if you click a button for the settings, you don't have the privacy you feel you do. Right? I mean, same thing with electronic medical records, all right? Anything could be hacked at any time. The Democratic National Committee was hacked. The Senate was hacked. Sony was hacked. There's hackers all the time. So anytime you feel like there is something that you believe might come back to haunt you later. Now, in America, it shouldn't. We should have freedom of speech, but we're seeing a lot of different events unfold. If you think there's going to be something that can possibly be used against you, the last place you want to do it is publish it online. I don't care how private you feel it is. Now, we're enslaved to our computers. We're enslaved to electronic medical records. We're enslaved to our apps. We're enslaved to our phones. For those of you that still have a flip phone, power to you. But, you know, everything right now is being done electronically. So, you know, those people that feel like they need to talk, right, they feel like when Parler left, you know, that they lost that platform to talk to people. Now, remember, those aren't counselors. If you need help, if you need psychological help, you have got to. I need help with my allergies. If you need psychological help, you don't go to social media. But apparently people have been using social media as therapy. You post something, people like it, you feel good, you're like, yeah, so, well, they liked what I had to say. They thought what I had to say was funny. And it's pretty addictive. You gain confidence, you gain validation, you feel like, yeah, I'm not the only one that feels this way. Well, we're being told that for those people that are still upset about what happened with the election, Facebook, Twitter are going to glean those comments out. They have right, they're a private company, but again, it's our fault for building these companies up to the point that they're our go-to when you want to connect to people. Well, in the olden days, we would have poker night, or we would have a barbecue, or we would have a beach party. Well, COVID has prevented that. So temporarily, people are stuck in their houses, and all they have are the platforms that currently exist. Well, half the country thought that they also had Parler, another go-to. So when that got taken down, you know, and again, I we aren't here to debate how much involved they were with riots, if at all. But if that's why they were pulled down, right, and not because they were conservative, if we're going with that theory, again, you know, if you need help, if you need people to talk to, right, you can't be using social media for that. So I don't know what's going to happen with big tech. I don't know what the Biden administration would do with Twitter and Facebook. We know a lot of Democrats are really unhappy with their growth as well. But counseling services are starting to become more available on telehealth. I really prefer the in-person, the hand-holding, the being able to be with somebody in the same room. But if you can't have that access, you don't feel you have that access, I am seeing more and more telemedicine platforms have psychologists available for people. And I would suggest using them. Now, can you divulge, you know, your political feelings? Well, anything you say to a counselor is protected under HIPAA, but keep in mind, if they have electronic medical records, those can get hacked. So, you know, I want you to be open. I want, you know, but, you know, just realize that, you know, it's a lot safer to speak to a counselor than it is to be posting stuff online. And I get people are mad. I get people are scared. People right now feel like they can't say anything at work. They feel like they'll lose their job. All I could recommend is, you know, just, you know, right now, just kind of watch what's unfolding. I think it's scaring a lot of people. I think people are very, very nervous, and they have every right to be. This is not the America we expected. You know, private companies got control, and they are exercising their rights, but we are all dependent on these big private companies. And I think we've allowed monopolies to take over, and we've allowed tech to take over, and now we're a little trapped. And it could go either way. It could go, you know, to a Democrat, it could go to a Republican. So for those people that are afraid there's nobody to talk to, and they want to feel like they could talk about it, you know, I mean, I'm not sure what the next platform is going to be, but I get you. I understand that it's not easy, you know, to just kind of just be silenced because you want to work through things. But, you know, then another option, like I said, might be counseling. All right, just so you have somebody to talk to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to.
Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.